is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. It's finally race week again. We head to the Commonwealth of Virginia, South Boston Speedway, this Saturday night for the running of the Autos by Nelson 250, 125 laps for the late model stock cars, 100 laps for the pro late models, and the Virginia Mini Cups will also be in action. Activity will start at the racetrack on Friday afternoon with late model stock car practice, alternating with the pro late models. That goes from 2 o'clock until 6:25. Then race teams will be back in action on Saturday. Late model stock car practice will take off at 11 o'clock. They'll alternate with the pro late models until 1:15. Then taking a quick look, practice and qualifying for the Virginia Mini Cups. That goes at 3:30 to 3:50. The grandstands will open at 3:45. Single car qualifying for the late model stock cars will take place at 4:15. 4:45, pro late model stock car qualifying, and then a fan fest on the front stretch, 5:30 to 6:15. Driver introductions at 6:30. Pre-race ceremonies at 6:50, and then the Autos by Nelson, presented by Virginia, is for racing lovers, 250, 100 laps for the pro late models, 25 for the Virginia Mini Cups, and then 125 laps for the late model stock cars to close out the festivities. Taking a quick look at the entry list for this weekend's festivities, as of 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, 16 pro late models have pre-registered for the event. They include Kyle Campbell, George Phillips, Tristan McKee, Rusty Skews, Ashton Higgins, Austin McDonald, Aiden King, Cole Butcher, Nick Loden, Josh Horniman, Charlie Keevan, Ryan Moore, Logan Jones, Katie Hettinger, Carson Lucas, and Caden Quapple. Taking a quick at the late model stock car, a healthy number of late model stock car drivers, which includes Deke McCaskill, Ronnie Bassett Jr., Brendan Queen, Landon Pimbleton, Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Dylan Wilson, 2023 track champion at South Boston, Carter Langley will make his Cars Tour debut in 2023, Bobby McCarty, Carson Quapple, Chase Burrow, Ryan Millington, Logan Clark, Chad McCombie, Stacy Pereer will be in the field this weekend. He's a regular at South Boston. Joshua Dickens, Landon Huffman, Cade Brown, Mason Diaz, Jacob Borst, another regular at South Boston. Kenny Wallace, the Herminator, will make his Cars Tour debut in the number 36 for R&S Race Cars. Connor Jones, Lane Riggs, back behind the wheel of the number 62 for Kevin Harvick this weekend. Cameron Bolin, Ronald the Thrill Hill, back in Cars Tour action this weekend in his famed 74. Blake Stallings, Trevor Ward, which congratulations to Trevor Ward. He's a Cars Tour guy. He won the race at Martinsville, the Valley Star Credit Union 300 a couple weeks ago. Congratulations to Trevor. Minnie Tyrell and Jacob Hefner, they round out the 29 late model stock cars that are pre-entered for this weekend's festivity at South Boston Speedway. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this first segment of Stickered Up. We'll come down pit road, sticker up. When we return, we will talk to the new general manager at South Boston Speedway, Brandon Brown. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Puryear Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Puryear has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Puryear driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Puryear racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepuryear.com to learn more.
Practice. Race. Win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, this is Bobby McCarty, driver of the number 6 Solid Ride Carriers Ford Mustang. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag back this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps Hotline, it is the new general manager at South Boston Speedway, no stranger to the Cars Tour, Mr. Brandon Brown. Brandon, welcome to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Yeah, good to be here, man. First time on.
Yeah, man. Well, we're glad to have you on. And, you know, like I said, we're super excited to have you up at South Boston in 2024 as the new general manager. Beautiful facility up there in the Commonwealth State. But, man, I want to talk a little bit about kind of the journey that you took to get to this point. And Cars Tour, very important part of that. You came down to North Carolina last August when the revival was taking place at North Wilkesboro Speedway, and with Barry Braun and everything that happened, the hoopla that happened with North Wilkesboro. And then you basically kind of settled into the state. You've been doing some miscellaneous social media, Dirty Mo, the Cars Tour. Man, just talk a little bit about the journey, starting with the trip down to North Wilkesboro for the revival.
Oh man, so yeah, I was living up in Richmond, Virginia, when I had this opportunity with XR, and you know, I started work with XR in March of 2021, and you know, settled into working social media, PR, marketing, you know, kind of that catch-all type of role. And then whenever we announced the racetrack revival, they needed somebody to come down to North Wilkesboro Speedway to be the, you know, to run PR, do content as they were, you know, tearing down everything at the track and building it back up to what it was in August. And they needed somebody to capture that content, do marketing, be that kind of that boots on the ground guy, work at the office every day. And that was me. So that's what I did. And then, of course, as we worked, the Cars Tour came in, and they were, of course, the big race at the end of the racetrack revival. So I got to work with the Cars Tour for the first time then. And then, you know, at the start of the year, XR and I parted ways, and I've had my own LLC called Appletown Media for a while now. You know, I had all these side gigs announcing at Langley and announcing at Virginia Motor Speedway and doing side social media here and there. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, start to build this business. And these opportunities with the Cars Tour came along. I worked with the Cars Tour doing, you know, photography, videography, running their social media on a ton of race days. And also working now, I'm actually sitting in the studio for Dirty Mo Doe right now doing this phone call. So I've nice. Been down here producing for Dirty Mo on Door Bumper Clear. And it's just, you know, doing a lot of stuff in motorsports. And that's my passion. That's what I wanted to do. So about the time that I started my work with Dirty Mo Media, my buddy Chase Brashears calls me up and he's like, hey, I got this opportunity for you. If you want to listen. And I'm like, of course I want to listen. I want to hear more about this. And then he's like, I'm leaving. You're one of the first people that I thought of that would do South Boston justice with your passion for grassroots motorsports and NASCAR racing and stuff. So we had this conversation, and then the conversation turned into a job interview, and the job interview turned into an offer, and the offer turned into, the new general manager at South Boston Speedway. And now we're about ready to host the Cars Tour here coming up on Saturday night.
Brandon, I want to talk a little bit before we dump into the Cars Tour. We got plenty of time to talk about that, but I do want to go back to North Wilkesboro. It's a special racetrack for a lot of people, including myself. I watched my first cup race there back in the fall of 1988. And, it was really kind of cool to that first trip to North Wilkesboro a year ago. It was very similar. Like, I mean, I went and sat in the same seat that I watched my first cup race in and had some memories and some nostalgia. But as the process has gone along with North Wilkesboro and what Marcus Smith and Dale Jr. has been a huge impact of that as well. But to have the All-Star race there this past year in conjunction with the Cars Tour race on a Wednesday night, the way that place has just imploded. They just announced that they're going back for the All-Star race. Next year, the Cars Tour will be part of that week. But mm-hmm. there's a catch. This past Saturday, the Smart Modifieds and the Carolina Crate Modifieds, they ran the final race on the original old asphalt. They're going to repave the mm-hmm. racetrack prior to everybody coming back in May. What are your thoughts on the repave, and how do you think the racing will be in May, considering what we've seen race-wise at the racetrack here over the last couple of years?
Well, if you've been down on the track level, you mean standing on that track, I mean, tons of history in it, but it had to be repaved. Like, there's no other option but to repave it. You can see all the patches that they've done. That they had to patch up before the All-Star race. I mean, if you were down there, like you could see the chunks of track that are coming up. Like, first of all, it absolutely had to be repaved if they were going to, you know, use the facility going into the future. And obviously they are, because of the millions and millions of dollars in upgrades. And I mean, if, you know, were you there for any of those races to see like the transformation from August to May?
Oh yeah.
It was incredible.
Absolutely.
What they've put into that facility from then. So had to be repaved, had to be done. I know a lot of the drivers wanted that last chance to race on the old pavement, and they got that chance. Like, the truck series were there, the modifieds, almost every series that could have been there was there to be able to experience that old pavement. So, you know, that's done. That we said our goodbyes, and that, you know, that pavement will be special to me, but it'll be special to everybody that raced there. But saying that, you know, with the new type of pavement that they can put down on that track, you see what they've done in Atlanta. They've come up with a different way of doing it. So I don't think the racing's going to suffer as much as you might think on a brand new surface. It's going to be grippy. It's going to be fast. But, you know, as you have to repave it, you got to start somewhere. So better to get it done earlier than later, have it cure, and then put on some great racing.
Chatting with Brandon Brown here on the Stickered Up podcast and the GSX Raps Hotline. And Brandon, a racetrack that does have really good asphalt and puts on some really good racing is South Boston Speedway, where you're the new general manager. Cars Tour will be there on Saturday night for 125 laps for late model stock cars. The pro late models return for a 100-lap feature. And in this transition, you know, you were there at the Speedway the last couple of races in that transition period. Mm-hmm. You got to see a really epic battle for a championship between Carter Langley and two-time national champion Peyton Sellers. Talk a little bit about watching those two guys, obviously a veteran that's won two national championships, an up-and-coming rookie that, you know, didn't win his first late model race until the season opener at South Boston mm-hmm. back in April. Talk a little bit about that championship battle as you saw it the last handful of races that you were there.
Oh man. I mean, like it was honestly something, you know, something kind of like out of a movie script that you'd see the old dog, the old veteran, the new guard coming in, this fresh faced, you don't call him a rookie, but this fresh faced young driver that was, you know, putting it to Peyton Sellers. And, you know, Peyton, not a lot of people have been able to get the best of Peyton Sellers over the years, you know, national champion, track champion. It was so much fun to be down there talking to those guys and seeing their mindset, seeing how they approached this championship. And then on championship night, you had Carter Langley getting the pole and then Peyton taking because we give extra points away for somebody who wins the race from the back, him electing to go to the back to try to get max points. And then him coming up through the field and seeing if he could get past Carter there, that final race was, I mean, something else. And I told Carter after the race, he drove a perfect race. He was racing against Bobby McCarty, you know, Bobby McCarty, three-time Cars Tour champion, who's, you know, always a factor in any race that he goes to. And he outdrove Bobby, he outdrove Peyton, and just seeing that race, it was something else.
Yeah, and Carter Langley, again, he ran full-time last year on the Cars Tour, and he will be in the field this weekend when the Cars Tour comes to South Boston Speedway as the track champion. You've followed the Cars Tour. You've been an intricate part, like you said, on the social media side for the majority of this year. Bobby McCarty, really strong, and basically he won the race at South Boston, the 200-lapper and the Triple Crown. Brendan Butterbean Queen, who finished in second in that race. Both those guys have been at the top of their game. What do you think? What is your expectations of what this Cars Tour race is going to look like on the late model stock car side on Saturday night?
Oh, boy, man. You just said it. You've got such a strong field of cars. Butterbean's been so fast at these, you know, types of tracks. I mean, you look at that race that he had it with Bobby at Dominion. You've got a two-lane racetrack at South Boston where you can run that high side. You can run the bottom. I think he's going to be ridiculously strong. Bobby's going to be strong. And I just can't wait as a race fan. You know, I'm a race fan first before anything else. I can't wait to see what these guys do. And I can't wait to see what guys like Carter and Jacob Boris, who are our regulars, see if their year of experience at South Boston is going to give them a little bit of an upper hand to these guys. Cars Tour is always fun, man.
And then we take a look again. The pro late model cars will be in action again, 100 lap feature, and that heated battle for the championship there between Caden Quapel and Katie Hettinger. In the pro late models, they put on great racing at South Boston as well. What do you think we may be able to see out of the and then Cole Butcher? He's actually in the field. I mean, it's a who's who of pro late model that'll race for 100 laps on Saturday. Give me a little bit of preview what you think might happen on the pro late model side.
Oh man, I don't know. Like those pro late models, they're always so ridiculously unpredictable. The racing is always so freaking good. I think you're going to see Caden and Katie both at the top of their game. I mean, it's the end of the season. You're getting down to it. You've got Caden and you've got Katie. They're both going to be at the top of their games. Caden, how many times has Caden won this season? Because he's been right up there a lot.
Yeah, I think he's won at least. I know he's won at least once. I think twice. I have to go back and look. But yeah, I mean, but he's been up front pretty much. You know, he's been a contender each and every week for the win.
Yeah, yeah, and I think you're going to see that. He would be my pick to win, just because. You're getting down to it. It's a championship battle, and he's going to put his best foot forward.
Brandon, you know, the Cars Tour, usually the Cars Tour race at South Boston kind of is the bookend to the racing season at South Boston. And this was initially supposed to be the bookend, but you guys, in partnership with the Smart Modifieds, they had to reschedule a race, and you guys are going to have the opportunity to have one final race weekend, the end of October, October the 28th, with the Smart Modifieds. Why don't you talk a little bit about the Smart Modifieds making their second trip to South Boston here in 2023.
Oh man, I just came from seeing a lot of those guys racing with the Wheeling Mods at North Wilkesboro this past week, and I mean, you saw it. These modified drivers, they race so freaking hard, and the racing is just so good, especially, you know, if you got to balance saving tires versus going versus, you know, kind of staying conserving your stuff. It'll be interesting to see where that all falls out with the modified tour. Honestly, seeing them in person is one of my favorite races to watch as a race fan. So I can't remember. I don't believe I've seen a modified race at South Boston yet. So I'm just going to be looking forward to it as much as anybody else.
Yeah, they put on a pretty good show. Brandon, you know, not to you know, look too far into the future, but 2024 right around the corner. Obviously, you guys at South Boston diligently already working on plans for next year. You guys did something that I think is really, really cool. You guys have already come out with with your schedule for 2024, at least your weekly schedule. I know that there's some holes that you guys are going to fill in with some tour and divisions, things like that. But, man, you got some big shoes to fill. Obviously, Kathy Rice for many, many years, and then what Chase has done over the last couple of years in his role as general manager at South Boston. What are your expectations going into 2024, and what can fans – is there anything that new that fans may be able to expect at South Boston next year?
Well, first you hit on it. Kathy Rice, legendary, been there for, you know, forever, still, you know, very much a part, an integral part of what goes on at South Boston Speedway. As soon as I move up there, because I plan on moving up to South Boston in mid-November, you know, after the season's over, I'm going to be bending her ear every single chance that I get because, you know, I'm moving up there. I don't know what I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But Chase Brashears and Carly Brashears, both of them have been so ridiculously gracious in my process. You know, I've been up there four or five times already for race weekend, and I'm just learning a few things as I go. Going in, I rode around with the fire and safety guys, one race and see, you know, just to see that process and see what they go through. I was in race control, with Chase, as he called the race one night. Honestly, I want to build on what Chase and Carly have done with that facility. They kind of took the groundwork from Kathy Rice. And then they, you know, they digitized the ticket system. They were more active on social media, you know, bringing a little bit of a fresh perspective. I'm a big marketing guy. I'm a big social media guy. I'm a big content guy. So first and foremost, I think you're just going to see the areas that I'm, you know, I consider myself really good at to elevate South Boston Speedway. And I also think that honestly, I want to take what they've done and just kind of build on it. You want to block, you want to tackle, you want to get the nuts and bolts right. And that's what I want to do first. I want to make sure that all of our shows run smoothly, that our racers are happy, that our fans are happy. I'm a race fan, and I want to make sure that facility, which is, in my opinion, the best, you know, the best local short track in the nation, continues to be that, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I will tell you, man, it's a beautiful facility, probably one of the nicest facilities that I've been in, and that didn't happen overnight. That's a lot of hard work from Kathy over the years, and then obviously with Chase being able to kind of take the reins from her over the last couple of years and maintain that beautiful facility. The racing's great. Don't change the recipe on the bologna burger. That's, you guys have got that nailed down to a T. But man, I can't.
I will not.
Yeah, well, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to chat with you, man. Again, congratulations on the new role. Excited to see you this weekend at South Boston, and hopefully we'll get you back here on the Stickered Up podcast after not too long.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. I can't wait for this Cars Tour event this weekend. And as you know, as always, they're going to put on one whale of a show. We didn't even talk about Kenny Wallace. Kenny Wallace is going to be there.
Oh, that's right. The Herminator is going to be there. So that'll be
Kenny Wallace.
And I believe this is kind of his return to asphalt. I know he's driving a car for Marcus Richmond and R&S Race Cars just down the road from the racetrack. So that'll definitely be worth some pretty good social media content, I'm sure.
It is. If you haven't already, go look at his Coffee with Kenny from the other day, talking about his dream and how he dreamed about wanting to be in a race car again, about being an asphalt car again. And you know, with the Cars Tour and talking to Dale Jr., he made it happen, and he's going to make it happen at South Boston.
Well, all eyes will be on South Boston on Saturday night. Thank you so much for your time, and we will see you on Saturday. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this segment of Stickered Up. We'll take this opportunity to come down pit road, sticker up, and we'll recap. You're listening to Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9090.
9091, 864-226-9091, and on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
We're laser cutting and CNC bending. GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
Hey, this is Brendan Butterbean Queen, driver to number 03, Old School Video Games, LeithCars.com, Toyota, and you're listening to Stickered Up.
White Flag, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Head to South Boston Speedway this weekend for the running of the Autos by Nelson 250, presented by Virginia Is for Racing Lovers. Again, practice will be on Friday from 2 to 6:25, alternating practices for the late model stock cars and the pro late models. And then festivities on Saturday will take place, again, with late model stock car practice. Starting at 11 o'clock, they'll alternate with the pro late models until 1:15. Grandstands open at 3:45. Single car qualifying for the late model stock cars at 4:15. Pro late models at 4:45. Again, there is a fan fest on the front stretch from 5:30 to 6:15. Green flag will fly for the Autos by Nelson 250, presented by Virginia Is for Racing Lovers. 100 laps for the pro late models with the Virginia Mini Cup sandwiched in there for 25 laps in the nightcap. 125 lap race for the late model stock cars. Tickets in advance through carstourracing.com, $17, $20 day of. Children under 12 are free. If you can't make it to South Boston Speedway this weekend, we encourage you to reach out and stream with our friends at Flow Racing. Taking a quick look at the point standings again, took a little bit of a break. I call it the fall break, where the Cars Tour takes off a couple weeks to allow our teams to go over to Martinsville and compete. And again, Trevor Ward, a Cars Tour guy, able to win a couple of weeks ago, a grand Father Clock. So again, congratulations to him. But taking a quick look at points on the pro late model side, it is a nail biter. Caden Quapel holds a 1 point lead over Katie Hettinger, and then a distant 63 points in third is Ashton Higgins. Austin McDonald is fourth. Logan Jones round out the top five. He's 85 markers out of the lead. And then taking a quick look at the late model stock car, Carson Quapel with a 34 point lead over Brendan Queen. Again, that's a two man race as well, with three races to go, including this weekend's festivities at South Boston. Mason Diaz is third. He's 100 markers back. Ryan Millington, he's fourth, 119. And Bobby McCarty round out the top five. He is 133 markers behind. It'll be a great race this weekend at South Boston. Again, if you can't make it to South Boston, we encourage you to reach out to our friends at Flow and get that streaming coverage. Want to thank the folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Obviously, our friends at Pereer Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, Volt Battery Technology, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here at Broadcasting Experts, Dave Perkins and Morgan Patrick, for making us sound so good each and every week. I also want to thank our guest this week on the GSX Wraps Hotline, the new general manager at South Boston Speedway, Brandon Brown. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.